Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Yeah, you know, we all need them. We could all use more of them. I'm talking about strategies. Strategies for living, that is. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Yeah, I'm as ready as I can be.
What do you mean as ready as you can be?
Well, I really don't know what we're talking about.
I'm trying. There's a reason for that. I'm trying to simplify.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. Hey, welcome, folks. welcome into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is the inquisitive psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Not knowing what we're talking about today, but actually, you know, I did that for a reason.
Yeah, he kept me in the dark.
Well, I came across a little post on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it was titled 60 Ways to Make Life Simple Again. Mm. And it got me thinking.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, you know, how many of us are saying, I just wish life would go back to a time when ...
Right.
When things were simpler. We might mean, you know, when we were kids, we might mean 10 years ago.
It might mean centuries ago.
We could mean all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. But I thought it would be interesting just to chat and talk about some ways to, quote unquote, I'm air quoting here, mm-hmm. make life simple again. Is that even a possible thing?
I don't think it's just possible. I actually think that's a great truth.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Say more.
Well, I mean, I think we as humans, we tend to overcomplicate. We make things way more complex than they truly are.
You and I have a couple of folks in our lives that, you know.
Don't we all, though?
I think we do. Yeah, you know, I think we do.
That could complicate a two-car funeral.
Yeah. I said that to you the other day.
I love that phrase.
You had never heard that expression. But then, you know, I've taught you through the years here a lot of expressions, like for my grandmother and, you know, folks.
We're keeping them alive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's part of simplifying life, you know?
Sure.
I had a grandmother that used to say, well, honey, that's all a mule can do.
The simple life.
Don't ask me what that means. We're going to talk about simplifying this evening here on Strategies. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing,
Roof.
And Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Pertita's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment. How do we make life simple again? Is that even possible? We'll explore today on Strategies.
Radio
Okay, welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and talking about making life simple again. You know, Lauren, I think back and with nostalgia, I think back to all of the transitions that, you know, that I've been through. I remember, you know, and at each point in life, you know, I was convinced my life was so complex and complicated, right? Yeah. When I was going to, let's say, 6th, 7th, 8th grade at Christ the King.
Right.
Oh, gosh, that life was so complicated. And then I got to Jesuit and looked back and wanted the simplicity, right?
Right.
I can remember 50 years ago after high school starting to work at, you know, at radio and, you know, just doing an air shift and how uncomplicated, how simple things were. And then, you know, I went to work for a big station and I could go on and on with this. The point that I want to make is that every time that I transitioned from one period of life to the next, I had nostalgic memory and even
longing
for a simpler time. So I'm wondering... I'm wondering if this is just not something that is inherent to the human condition, right?
Well, it may be, but I'm wondering if it's not something inherent to our generation.
Okay.
And I don't just mean my generation or your generation in particular. I'm lumping the generations together because this, I'm just hypothesizing this on air, right? I'm wondering how much of it is actually more linked to our disconnect from nature.
Hmm. Okay.
From our true nature, right?
Right. Nature is who we are. We are of the we are of the earth.
Right.
Right.
And the divine.
We're
Or of some animate substance, something that animates us, whatever you want to call
that. Whatever you call that.
Soul, universe, divine.
Right.
Fill in the blank.
Spark, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
So, you know, as we've got caught up in all of these systems of ways that we are, we've deemed rather to be conveniences, right? I'm almost thinking about back in the day when they first invented the washing machine and they first invented the dishwasher and we invented the television and on and on, right? And how they warned us of how these conveniences would, you know, distract us or get us caught up in something else.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I suppose that I can remember. I can remember when we got our first dishwasher, and it was one of those things that you rolled around when you weren't using it, and you had
you
to
plugged
attach
it into the sink.
You had to attach it, but I mean, we thought we were in seventh heaven, you know, not having to do dishes every night,
and it is, it's wonderful, The conveniences are wonderful.
And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about, okay, well, you know, we didn't say dishwashers were going to ultimately destroy our lives.
No.
But I mean, I'm thinking about all the things that, you know, I can remember I was working. I was in radio, you know, when we got the technology of you could be in constant contact with, you had a beeper on you,
right?
If you were in sales, or and then of course that has now morphed into
the television,
the telephones that we have in our pocket that have a computing, you know, capability that's you know, far more powerful than the computing power of the mainframe of the back at LSUS when I took my first computer course, which was, I think, 1975 or 76, somewhere along in there. The mainframe computer that we had to do the punch cards to write our program, and that's the way our grade was given to us. If our program ran, you know, and successfully, you got an A, and then something else if you, you know, if you, depending on how it didn't run. But I never saw the mainframe computer, and this little thing in my pocket that we call a cell phone has more computing power than that mainframe computer, which probably took up a massive, you know, room.
Yes.
Back at LSUS in those days, yeah.
And we might all call those complex, right, rather than simple devices, perhaps.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of thinking about, you know, how we have this idea that as we age, time speeds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is that? I mean, does...
Well, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And I think that we might be on to something, right? Because what is time but a distance filled with events, right?
Right.
And the number of events creates a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so high frequency is just a number more events happening within a given distance or time.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm thinking about how much the conveniences and the different things in our world and advancements have allowed for more things to happen at a given time.
Mm.
Right? And so maybe that's part of this growing, well, it seems like time is going faster, and that kind of adds to this urgency, the sense of urgency that, oh my gosh, things are so complex and out of hand because there's a lot happening at once,
yeah.
and there's a
yeah.
lot going on. But we're also a lot more connected to that. We're also
yes.
more aware of all that. That's happening all the time.
We also buy into that as a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And if we believe it, I mean, we're powerful beings. So if we believe it to be so, guess what? It's going to be so.
Right.
So this little, it's not really an article. It's more of a list. And we won't get to it. It's 60 ways to make life simple again. And I thought we would talk about as many of them as we could.
Okay.
But based on, you know, kind of where we've set the, how our conversation has set the table so far for
this. Hopefully it's not too complex.
Well, it's interesting because the very first thing on this list is communicate.
Mm.
Okay. So I think, you know, that you didn't know, you didn't even know what we were going to talk about
no,
this evening.
No idea.
And so you didn't know that I was going to pull up this list, and you certainly didn't know the first thing on this list,
mm-hmm.
which is communicate.
Yeah.
And I think that's very interesting. Maybe, mm-hmm. Like the sign in my office says, our office says, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, are some of these devices, whether it's our cell phones or AI, are our dishwashers, do they keep us, I'm being facetious now.
Yeah, I hear you.
But certainly with AI and our cell phones, even though these are communication, quote unquote, devices,
mm-hmm.
do they sometimes block
oh, big time.
Our ability to communicate?
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one day a client told me that they had walked into a meeting over in Ruston. They were meeting somebody, and they walked into a restaurant over there, and it was a crowded restaurant, and they were looking for their group, their table, which were several people, and they were at a round table, and they immediately saw them, and the first thought was everybody had their head down, and the first thought of the guy was, oh, I've gotten here too late. They're saying grace before
mm-hmm.
dinner.
Mm-hmm.
As he approached, he realized nobody
oh, no.
was talking. They all had their head down looking at their individual
wow.
cell phones. So, I mean, even though this is a device.
That's a perfect representation of where, unfortunately, I think some of us have gone to.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You're in the company. You're in the presence of people that, you know, I would assume you like and enjoy. Otherwise, you wouldn't have met them for lunch.
Lunch, right?
Right. And you're sitting there on your phone.
Yeah. Not.
Yeah, not communicating.
Communicating.
Not conversing.
Well,
not interacting.
The second thing on this list is be polite. You know.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with that.
It kind of goes in
right?
Hand in hand. Number three is your health is your life. Keep up with it.
Mm.
You know, we have contracted our health out.
Absolutely.
To other people.
Yep.
And again, I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit, but not too long because we only have a couple of minutes before break. But we have given over our health to
other people,
doctors, insurance companies, even lawyers
who aren't in our bodies, who don't have to deal with the consequences or who don't understand the signals internal to who we are, what we're dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, and I don't want to get too far off into this because we're going to do a program on this, but we don't realize what is in the food that we consume.
Trying not to get me
and
started,
the food we eat. And recently, you've really zeroed in on high fructose corn syrup.
Well, all the additives and the sugars and the dyes.
Yeah, but particularly high fructose corn syrup, because what's the biggest health problem in our nation today? It's diabetes.
It's diabetes, which, by the way, is linked to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially the diabetes in the brain.
And what was the weird thing that you found?
Minestrone soup.
Minestrone soup.
In your canned soup.
My canned soup. I don't remember the brand name, but it was either probably Campbell's or Progressive, because those are the two brands I generally buy.
Yep.
But why would you put, I mean, this is just a question, and I'm being very for real here. Mm-hmm. Why would you put high fructose corn syrup in
soup,
minestrone
savory soup?
Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
that's a good question.
Most of us wouldn't ever take the time to read the label and realize, wait a minute. We're talking about ways to make life simple again.
Less ingredients.
Yeah, or more reading the labels.
Yeah.
We'll be back. More strategies to come. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into your dose of radio rehab here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we're talking about ways to, is it even possible to make life simple again?
I think not only is it possible, I think it's the truth. I think it's more about remembering that life is simple.
Yeah. And we complicate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's part, and that's not to say, you know, to be derogatory about it. I mean, that's kind of part of the fun of being human, I think, is that we get to define what life is. And sometimes we can get a little ahead of ourselves and overcomplicate things.
Absolutely. We're creators. Yeah. We're creators. And it tells us that early on in the Bible, if you're a Bible believer, that God made it all. I'm paraphrasing. God made everything. God made humans in God's image and likeness. So if God made everything, God's a creator. If we're made in God's image and likeness, so are we.
Since we're on that topic, by the way, the idea of being simple, a great truth, is also, I think, hidden in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because the word simple etymologically breaks down to simple, which is actually a shortening of simplex, right? Okay. Because the opposite of simple, we've kind of hinted at, is complex.
Right.
Right. So simple means sim is one.
Yep.
Or as one.
Yep.
And plex means fold.
Okay. Fold into one.
Or I'll gather you up in one fold.
Okay, yep.
Right?
All right, yep.
I will gather you up into one fold.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked so far about the things on this list. Communicate, be polite. Your health is your life. Keep up with it. Let me just give a clump of these, okay. And because we won't get anywhere near the 60 that are on here.
We're a little verbal.
But let's do a clump of these, and you can pick out the one you want to talk a little bit more about. Live below your means. Get enough sleep every night. Get up 30 minutes earlier so you don't have to rush around. Talk it out, shake hands or hug, and move on. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Surround yourself with people who fill your gaps. Ooh. Organize your living space and working space. This next one, I think, goes with it. So we're 211. Get rid of stuff you don't use. Any of those resonate with you?
Tell me more about hang out with people who fill your gaps.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't go into, I can only surmise. This is just a list.
Yeah.
But okay. So we, to quote the famous philosopher, Rocky,
yeah,
and,
Balboa?
And this, yeah, Balboa.
All right,
Rocky,
I'm with you.
And this is a quote from, I think it's the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I got gaps. You got gaps. We all got gaps.
Right.
We fill each other's gaps.
Ooh.
I think he was talking to Adrian. I think that was one of his, his pitches to Adrian.
Yeah.
You remember movie?
Yeah.
She was working at a pet store and, Rocky had to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally let him in. And I think that was one of the things that he...
That was one of the chipping stones.
That's one of the ways he chipped away. So I would quote the famous philosopher, Rocky Balboa, because we do all have gaps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so true, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's profound.
It is. But we all also fill each other's gaps.
We do.
As well.
Yeah.
And so it's about recognizing both that, that when we're
recognizing, rethinking that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And being able to recognize that together we are one. And so therefore, we wouldn't be one without the other.
Yeah.
And that's part of the filling in the gaps. We each hold.
And part of that folding into one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't have this list in front of you?
I do not.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go on. I'll give another 10 here.
Okay.
Ask someone if you aren't sure. Learn a time saving trick. Don't try to please everyone. Don't drink alcohol or consume recreational drugs. Be sure to pay your bills on time. Fill your gas tank on the way home, not in the morning when you're in a hurry. Use technology to automate tasks. Handle important 2-minute tasks now, immediately. Move closer to your place of employment. Don't steal. Always be honest. Now, there's the next 10. Any of those just really stand out to you? Again, we're talking about ways to simplify, to simplify your life again.
One of the ones that stood out to me was don't waste time. It was like trying to please everyone. That kind of along the lines?
Yeah. I mean, I used
because
to.
Because, man, how overcomplicated would that be
if
you tried?
I mean, I
know.
I used to have a, I was... partner that I had when I first went into practice.
Yes.
Used to say, he said, it's a third, a third, and a third.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, think about it. He said, and you can do this in your own life. Think about it in your own life. He said, no matter what you do or don't do, about a third of the people that you come into contact with are going to like you no matter what. They just like you.
Right.
And no matter what you do or don't do, about a third of the people you come into contact with aren't going to like you no matter what.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a personality thing. And a third of the people that you come into contact with
don't care.
Aren't going to care right. No matter what you do or don't do. So, you know, think about the math there.
Mm-hmm.
One third and one third is two thirds. If I'm doing my math correctly, that's 67%. So if I'm hooking my value and worth as a person, as an individual, to whether people like me or not, then 67% of the time, way over a majority of the time, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first heard him say that years and years ago, I actually kind of argued in my mind with, you know, the truth of that.
Right.
As I have done what he asked all those years ago to do, which is check it out for yourself in your own life, I have found that to be fairly accurate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think it is it's a great truth. And, you know, you can't please everyone. You got to please you.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your relationship with yourself is
foundational.
It's the one that is going to travel with you. People come, people go. I mean, some people.
You ain't going anywhere.
It's just a life thing,
mm-hmm.
right? People die, people divorce, people, you know, leave, people move. I mean, it's just life.
But anywhere you go, there you are.
Yeah, there you go. You're always with you.
Right.
You ain't going nowhere from you.
No, you ain't getting anywhere, son.
You ain't getting anywhere from you.
We're stuck with you for a lifetime anyway that I know of.
All right, here's another 10. Say I love you as often as possible.
Mm.
Do one thing at a time and give it all you got. Finish one project before you start another. Do I need to read that one again?
That one's...
Be yourself.
Mm.
When traveling, pack light.
Mm.
Clean up after yourself. Learn to cook. Mm. Make a weekly healthy menu. And shop for only the items you need. Hmm.
I like a lot of those.
Yeah, pretty good stuff, huh? Pretty good advice. Which one or ones of those really stand out to you?
I'm not great at the finishing one project before you start. But I could totally, I see how that would make life a little simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a house project going on right now, and we
projects plural, right?
And you know, I can appreciate
mm-hmm.
The simplicity, and even long for the simplicity. I would love to be able to finish one project
mm-hmm.
before moving on to the next.
Right.
You know,
another couple that stood out though, I think that could kind of go together were to be you.
Mm.
Be fully you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something that in my, you know, in my journaling practice has come through over and over again from, you know, whatever you want to call it that I'm speaking with in the morning, you know, my higher self, my higher power, my guides. The message has always been clear over and over again.
Yeah. If somebody hasn't listened to us in the past, what you do every morning, and you've done it now for over a year now.
Yep.
You set aside about 20 minutes or so every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I bring you a cup of coffee or hot drink of your choice.
Yes.
And you just simply kind of write or think What do you want me to know today? Mm-hmm. And then just start letting it flow.
Whatever comes in.
Whatever comes.
Yeah, comes in.
And some of what comes is absolutely astounding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
To me,
I mean,
too.
It is. As you share a lot, you don't share every single word, but you share many. You share many of the bring-throughs.
Mm-hmm.
That was Neil Donald Walsh's word.
Right.
When he found out that you and he were sharing a similar practice,
yeah.
He told you and shared with you, okay, well, I call mine bring-throughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a neat way to look at it. But as an interested bystander,
mm-hmm,
who gets the ability has that you give the you sometimes share with me what has come. What comes there is absolutely astounding sometimes to me.
Well,
and very relevant to life.
And it surprises me too, quite often, actually.
Yeah.
You know, like the idea of simple actually came through in one of my breakthroughs.
Yeah.
But the thing that comes through most often that reminded me of this was the idea that part of our purpose here in life is to be you full.
Be you full.
Be as full of you as possible.
That's
the greatest gift we can give.
I love it. We're talking about simplifying today. What are some ways to make life simple again? Talking about it today, right here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a muffin while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day. You wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
And you're listening to it right now here on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for a Living, talking about how do we make life simple again? How can we do that? Okay, so let me give another 10 or so here. Let's get through. Maybe we will get through all 60 of these. We're halfway there now. maybe. Buy and cook food in bulk. Stay out of other people's drama.
Mm-hmm.
Buy things with cash. Maintain your car, home, and other belongings. Smile often. Mm. If you hate doing it, stop it.
Yeah.
Treat everyone with respect and patience. Apologize when you should. Write things down. Be curious.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know which one stood out for you.
Yeah, I love the idea of curiosity. You know, I've said it so many times on the program. If I live to be 115, and I hope I do, I want to continue to be a curious student. To me, that's the healthiest position that I can take in this world.
It is, because when you're coming from a place of curiosity, it's a place of open-mindedness, and it's a place of saying there's a million different perspectives. There's over, you know, there's infinite ways to see something, and therefore, you know, I am determined to see everything in as many ways as I can.
Yeah. Okay, here's some more. Explore new ideas and opportunities often. Don't be shy. Meet new people. Don't worry too much about what other people think about you. Spend time with nice people. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Drink water when you're thirsty. Don't eat when you're bored. Exercise every day. Concentrate on things you can change. Find hard work you actually enjoy doing. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm gonna pick on that one for a moment. I've been blessed, I think. You know, I've done radio, I've done counseling and life coaching now. You know, I've some teaching along the way.
Yep, in between all of it.
And I can honestly say I've enjoyed each and everything that I've done. And, you know, we opened the program about, I was talking about looking back nostalgically. You know, how often do I share with you, hey, that building there we're passing, that used to be an A&P.
Right.
And I, you know, when I was in high school and working part-time, there were like 14 or 15 A&Ps around here, and I would work at a lot of different ones. You know, they would call me over to Southside, or they would call me to come work at Cedar Grove, or they'd come ask me to come to Bossier to Airline Drive. You know, I worked at a lot of them.
Right.
But I look back at that time and say, wow, wasn't life simple then? You know, stock the shelves, bring the cans and whatever merchandise to the front at the end of the evening.
Yeah.
Come up front and carry a package or you know, check out customers when you're called. Right. I mean, life was so simple. And there seemed to be a flow. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, with the exception of maybe one time, that a shift at the A&P grocery store seemed to drag.
But you're also, you know, you have to remember that you... You're pointing out another great truth kind of within all of this to make life simple. And it kind of harkens back to another one you mentioned. It might have been in the last 10. But it was about if you hate doing something, and I'm going to change it up. If you hate doing something,
yep.
Either stop doing it or stop hating it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, change your mind.
That's the piece.
Yeah.
That's the piece that I think that you've been able to do over all of your... all of your transitions and your careers, everything that you do, yeah, maybe you have some inherent love for it, but even the things that you don't love so much, you're able to find, okay, well, what's the lesson? And you bring that, and that's the key that really makes life simple and enjoyable, is realizing that we all have that internal power to see things differently.
By the way, the one shift that seemed forever at A&P.
Yeah.
Was the day after I graduated high school.
Really?
Yeah, because I stayed up all night. Party, you know?
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I was scheduled to work 11 to 8 at Airline Drive, the Airline Drive A&P, which is It's not there anymore, obviously, but it was out there across from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be there at 11 o'clock. I think I got home at 6 and got into bed. And we had had, a bunch of us had had a party at a hotel. And
sure.
We had partied a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Masinski, one of my friends,
yeah,
left his wallet. And I happened to see it, so I grabbed it. And he didn't tell me, but I had just gotten to sleep good.
Yep.
And about 8:30, doorbell rang. Ed woke me up, needing his wallet. You know, try to get back to sleep when you know
you
got to get up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and that was one long 8-hour shift. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
All right, let me get through the last 10 of these just so we'll get through. We will have gotten through all 60.
Oh, well.
The harder you work, the luckier you'll become.
Mm.
Follow your heart. Set priorities and act accordingly. Take it slow. However good or bad a situation is, it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Excel at what you do. Mature. But don't grow up too fast. You're never quite as right as you think you are. Do something that makes you proud. And last but not least, make mistakes, learn from them, laugh about them, and move along.
Mm.
Yeah. You can see the simplicity here, can't you?
Yeah.
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 There's a lot of simplicity in this list, and yet what strikes me, Lauren, is the wisdom in this list. How much wisdom is here?
Yeah, it's about coming back to the simple. Coming back, I like the two in that list. Follow your heart and take it slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because by doing those two things, you'll come back to the simple.
Yes.
Because it's always here.
And you'll enjoy. You'll take it in. You'll savor it. You'll enjoy it. You know. Like when you get a good meal in front of you, you know, you got to remind yourself, instead of gobbling it up,
right?
Slow down and enjoy. Savor.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about making life simple again here on Strategies for Living. Hope we've stirred some things within all of us this evening. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will, too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back in. Welcome back in to 1017 FM, 710 Keel, here on Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about, you know, making life simple again. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the program, we posed the question, is that possible? Mm-hmm. And I hope we've resoundingly answered
yes. Always.
Always
here.
Yeah.
You know, something, a running theme throughout all of these that I heard is truly its presence.
Mm.
And it's the idea of life's simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Right? So being able to just come back into the present and recognize life's simplicity around you is to come back to what is simple.
And it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Presence.
Right.
It's a gift. And it's a gift that we can give ourselves, mm-hmm. a gift we can give to others
yes.
who we're in contact with. It's a gift I think we can give to life itself.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because only if we are here in the moment can we have the experience. You know, you were talking about savor before we ended the last segment.
Right.
Only by savoring, or can you save each moment and each experience, which is how we all grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff. And, you know, I think we all need to be in these complex times within which we tell ourselves that we live.
Remember the simple.
Yes.
Remember it.
Let's call to mind the simple things. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.